Northern pike are native to other parts of the state, but not south central Alaska. Biologists are experimenting with new tactics to wipe out northern pike that have been introduced to waterways in the area since the 1950s. They're also working to educate the public on why it's important not to illegally stock waterways with pike. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Northern pike prefer shallow, vegetated water where they can hide and ambush prey. Because many south central area lakes are shallow throughout, prey fish can't dive deep to escape and haven't evolved other defenses against the invasive species. Ken Marsh is Regional Information Officer for South Central Alaska in the Department of Fish and Game. He says northern pike have the capacity to devour huge quantities of fish.
They're kind of like a barracuda. They're kind of long and slender with a kind of a long pointed snout with a lot of teeth in there, and they're voracious. They will literally and have literally in scores of lakes in the valley eat every rainbow trout, every salmon in sight, and they've actually eradicated rainbow trout from many lakes where they used to be native and abundant.
Northern pike also prey on waterfowl, especially chicks and amphibians. Robert Messengill is a fisheries biologist in the Sports Fish Division of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says the department has used rotenone, an organic compound that deprives gilled creatures of oxygen, in four lakes since 2008 and is planning to use it on Stormy Lake near Nikiski in the fall.
The cost for that is going to be just about $100,000. to buy the rotenone to treat that lake. And there's a lot of other costs associated with being able to apply the rotenone to the water, too.
Rotenone doesn't affect mammals, birds, or people, but it does kill all fish where it's applied. Biologists say in many cases that's not really a big deal because the pike have already wiped out most or all other fish species. The Department of Fish and Game restocks lakes with new fish or with fish temporarily removed, then returned after the rotenone has evaporated. Pat Shields is the Upper Cook Inlet Area Management Biologist for the Department of Fish and Game's Commercial Fisheries Division. He says the department is also experimenting with other approaches, including one using a gun, sort of like a giant water pistol.
It shoots a high-pressure wave of water, and you subject pike at different distances away from these water cannons to see what kind of damage they sustain.
The bigger the gun, the bigger the blast, but also the more difficult to transport and maneuver. Field says they're experimenting to determine the smallest, most effective size. Shield says the department is also collaborating with the U.S. Geological Survey and Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association to test a device similar to a low-voltage electrical fence.
There are all kinds of applications that this is successful, you might be able to do. You could maybe take a long electrical fence, deploy it between two boats, and drag it down a lake or tow it down a lake and use it to move all the pike into one end of that lake and then do another treatment to them there.
Biologists are also conducting an experiment involving aggressive netting of pike at two Matsu Valley water bodies, Alexander Creek and Alexander Lake, that biologists say were once an incredible king salmon fishery, but have been overtaken by pike. Despite all the problems with pike, Messengill says people are continuing to illegally stock local waterways with northern pike.
Hopefully, with the education work that we're doing and the penalties that people can face when they do it, that is becoming less of a problem. I think we're making some headway there.
Transport, possession, and release of live fish or fish eggs into Alaskan waters without a permit is a Class A misdemeanor, which allows the state to seek restitution for damages to the fishery and expenses for removing introduced fish. To increase harvest of northern pike, the state has increased bag and possession limits and allows several additional harvest methods. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.